When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You ungrateful little witch. After everything we've done for you. Aunt Delphine, please, it was just a Facebook post. Just a Facebook post? You deliberately excluded Kinsley. You think you're better than her now? No, I just forgot to... Liar! Crash. My cake, why would you... My aunt smashed my graduation cake when I forgot to tag her daughter on Facebook. Hi, I'm Hollis. Today I'm going to tell you my story. But before I continue, please like, share, and subscribe to hear more stories like this. Growing up, I always thought family meant unconditional support. My parents taught me that blood relatives stick together through thick and thin. But sometimes... blood just makes the betrayal cut deeper. I was raised in a middle-class family in suburban Atlanta. My dad worked construction and my mom was a teacher's aide. We weren't rich, but we had enough. More importantly, we had each other, or so I thought. My Aunt Delphine was my mom's older sister, and she never let anyone forget it. She married Preston, a pharmaceutical sales rep, and suddenly acted like she'd joined royalty.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Their daughter, Kinsley, was 2 years younger than me. And from day one, Delphine made sure everyone knew Kinsley was destined for greatness. "Kinsley's so advanced for her age," Delphine would brag at every family gathering. "Her teachers say she's gifted." Meanwhile, I was just Hollis. Good grades, yeah, but nothing that made Delphine's radar. That was fine by me. I had my own goals. Everything started unraveling during my senior year of college. I was about to graduate summa cum laude with a degree in biomedical engineering. After years of all-nighters, lab work, and pushing myself beyond my limits, I'd made it. "We're so proud of you, baby," Mom said, tears in her eyes when I called with the news. "First in the family to graduate college." "Don't forget Kinsley starts next year," Delphine interjected. She was visiting Mom that day. She got into 3 Ivy League schools, you know. "That's great," I said, trying to keep the exhaustion out of my voice. "Listen, Mom, about the graduation party." "Oh, we'll handle everything," Mom promised. "You just focus on finals." The graduation ceremony was perfect. Walking across that stage, seeing my parents' proud faces, it was everything I'd worked for. Afterward, we headed to my parents' house for the party. Extended family, friends, neighbors, everyone came to celebrate. The centerpiece was this gorgeous 3-tier cake Mom had specially ordered. It had fondant books, tiny engineering symbols, and Congratulations, Hollis, in elegant script. Mom knew I didn't like being the center of attention, but this was her way of showing how proud she was.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Pictures, my cousin Terrell called out. Hollis with the cake. We took dozens of photos. Me with the cake, me with friends, me with family. Kinsley was there, of course, standing off to the side with her arms crossed, wearing a designer dress that probably cost more than my entire party. Smile, Kinsley, I called out, trying to include her. She rolled her eyes. This is so lame. When I graduate, Daddy's renting out the country club. Later that evening, still riding the high of accomplishment, I posted a photo on Facebook. It was me in my cap and gown, surrounded by my study group, the five of us who'd survived the biomedical engineering program together. Made it. Thanks to these amazing people who kept me sane through 4 years of impossible exams, failed experiments, and too much coffee. Couldn't have done it without you all. #biomedi engineering grad #summa cum laude #. Next chapter. I tagged my study partners and posted it. Simple, sweet, celebrating the people who'd been in the trenches with me. The next morning, I woke up to 47 missed calls. What the hell? I muttered, scrolling through. Most were from Delphine. The rest were from Mom, Dad, and various relatives. I called Mom first. She answered on the first ring, and I could hear she'd been crying. Hollis, honey, where are you? At my apartment. What's wrong? Is someone hurt? You need to come home, now. Mom, you're scaring me. What happened? Just come, please. The 20-minute drive felt like hours. When I pulled up to my parents' house, Delphine's Mercedes was in the driveway, parked at an aggressive angle. I heard the shouting before I even opened the door.
Mr. Monopoly here! Monopoly is back at McDonald's! Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to...
get your bag!
Two ways to peel for a chance to...
get your bag!
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to...
get your bag!
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba!
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Ungrateful brat has always been jealous of Kinsley. This was deliberate. I walked into chaos. Delphine stood in the dining room, her face purple with rage. Mom was crying. Dad looked ready to punch a wall. And there, on the floor, was my graduation cake. Or what was left of it. Smashed. Destroyed. Frosting smeared across Mom's hardwood floors, fondant decorations crushed beyond recognition. What happened? I asked, though part of me already knew. Delphine whirled on me. You happened! You deliberately excluded Kinsley from your post. What post? But even as I asked, I was pulling out my phone, checking Facebook. There it was, my innocent graduation photo. The comments were flooded with Delphine's rage. How dare you not tag Kinsley? She's family. This is what jealousy looks like, everyone. My niece couldn't stand that Kinsley got into better schools. Selective tagging shows your true character, Hollis. It was a photo with my study group, I said slowly. Kinsley wasn't in my study group. She was at your party. She supported you. She called it lame and complained the whole time. Liar, Delphine screamed. You've always been threatened by her success. You couldn't let her have one moment of recognition at your party. So you excluded her online too. Delphine, Dad said, his voice dangerously low. You need to leave. Not until she apologizes. Not until she admits what she did. What I did? I laughed, but it was hollow. I graduated college. I posted a photo with my classmates. That's what I did. You deliberately humiliated Kinsley. She was crying all morning. Because I didn't tag her in a photo she wasn't in? That's when Delphine told me the real issue. Apparently, Kinsley had been telling her pre-college friends that we were best cousins, that I was mentoring her, that we were super close. My post, which showed my actual friends and didn't mention her, had exposed her lies. So she was embarrassed because she lied and that's my fault? Family supports family, Delphine shrieked. You should have included her. I'm 22 years old, Delphine. I'm not responsible for managing your daughter's social media image. That's when she grabbed what was left of the cake, a large chunk that had somehow survived the initial destruction, and threw it at me. It hit me square in the chest, ruining my favorite shirt. Delphine, Mom gasped. Get out, Dad said. Now. I'm not going anywhere until... Get out, Dad roared. I'd never heard him yell like that. You destroyed my daughter's graduation cake. You're attacking her in her own home, and you're acting like a child. Get out! Delphine grabbed her purse, shooting me a venomous look. This isn't over. You'll regret this, Hollis. You'll see what happens when you cross us. After she left, we sat in stunned silence. Mom was cleaning up cake, tears streaming down her face. Mom, stop. I'll do it. I'm so sorry, baby. I never thought, she's my sister. How could she? It's not your fault. But Delphine was right about one thing. It wasn't over. The next few weeks were hell. She launched a full-scale social media war, posting constantly about fake family and jealous relatives. She told anyone who'd listen that I deliberately snubbed Kinsley out of spite. But here's where Delphine made her first mistake. She forgot that other people had been at the party. My cousin Terrell posted his own photos from that day, including several showing Kinsley on her phone, ignoring everyone, while I tried repeatedly to include her. Since some people want to rewrite history, he captioned it, here's what actually happened. Hollis tried all day to include everyone. Some people were too good for us, I guess. My friend Amara, who'd been taking candids all day, posted a video of Kinsley literally saying, I can't wait to leave this trashy party. When I graduate, it'll be actually classy. The narrative started shifting. People who'd believed Delphine's version began asking questions, but Delphine doubled down. She called my mom crying, saying I was turning the family against her. She showed up at my dad's construction site, making a scene. She even called my new employer, I'd just gotten hired at a biotech firm, trying to warn them about my character issues. That last move was her biggest mistake. See, my new boss, Dr. Reardon, was a no-nonsense woman who'd built her career on merit, not connections. When Delphine called, claiming I was a manipulative person who hurts family, Dr. Reardon did her own investigation. She called me into her office a week later. Hollis, I received a concerning call about you. My heart sank. Dr. Reardon, I can explain. No need. I did my research. Your aunt seems unstable. I also spoke to your professors. They all say you're brilliant and professional. She leaned back. I don't appreciate people trying to sabotage my employees. I may have mentioned to her that harassment is illegal and that our legal team takes such matters seriously. You did? I did. I also may have mentioned that her husband's pharmaceutical company has several contracts with our biotech division. Would be a shame if personal vendettas affected professional relationships. The calls stopped immediately, but the family damage was done. Delphine had forced everyone to choose sides. Most chose ours, especially after the truth came out. But some relationships were permanently fractured. Then karma came calling in ways I never expected. First, Kinsley's college acceptances started getting scrutinized. Turns out, when you publicly claim someone is your mentor and they publicly dispute it, admissions offices notice. When they investigated further, they found other inconsistencies in her applications. She listed you as a reference, Mom told me after talking to a shocked Delphine. Said you'd been tutoring her in science. The colleges wanted to verify. I've never tutored her in anything. That's what they discovered. Two of her Ivy League acceptances were revoked for application dishonesty. She ended up at her safety school. Still a good college, but not the prestigious name Delphine had been banking on. Then Preston's job started suffering. Word got around the pharmaceutical industry about his wife harassing a young biotech engineer. In an industry built on professional relationships, that kind of behavior was toxic. He lost two major accounts when the decision makers, both women in STEM who dealt with their own family drama, decided they didn't want to work with someone who enabled such behavior. "He's furious with her," my Aunt Camille told me. She'd remained neutral but kept tabs on everyone. Says she cost him his promotion. Their marriage started cracking. Preston had always turned a blind eye to Delphine's behavior when it didn't affect him. Now that it was hitting his wallet, he saw her differently. But the real downfall came from Kinsley herself. College was a rude awakening for her. Without Delphine there to smooth things over, make excuses, or tear down the competition, Kinsley floundered. She'd never learned to succeed on her own merit because Delphine had always cleared the path for her. She failed her first semester. When she came home for winter break, instead of taking responsibility, she lashed out at everyone, including Delphine. "This is your fault," I heard she screamed at her mother. "You made me believe I was special without having to work for it. You destroyed my college chances over a stupid Facebook post." Their relationship imploded. Kinsley moved in with Preston's parents, who'd apparently been waiting years to step in. They got her therapy and tutoring, things Delphine had always insisted she didn't need. Meanwhile, my career took off. The biotech firm promoted me twice in 18 months. I was working on cutting-edge research, living my dream. I posted regular updates about my work, not to hurt anyone, but because I was proud of what I'd accomplished. Each post seemed to drive Delphine deeper into bitterness. She'd comment occasionally, little passive-aggressive jabs that fooled no one. "Must be nice to have time for social media when some of us are dealing with real problems." "Success is temporary. Family is forever. Too bad some people don't understand that." I never responded. Living well was the best revenge. The final blow came 2 years after the cake incident. Delphine and Preston divorced. She'd spent so much energy trying to tear me down that she'd neglected her own life. Preston got primary custody of Kinsley, who was thriving under structured support and therapy. Delphine moved into a small apartment, posting bitter memes about fake family and betrayal. Her social circle, tired of the constant negativity, gradually disappeared. She sent me a message last month, a long, rambling thing about how I'd destroyed her life by turning everyone against her. I started to delete it, then stopped. I wrote back, just once. "I didn't destroy your life, Delphine. I just refused to let you destroy mine. You smashed a cake because I didn't tag Kinsley in a photo. You tried to get me fired. You attempted to sabotage my future over a social media post. Your life fell apart because of your choices, not mine. I hope someday you find peace, but it won't come from me. This is the last time I'll respond to you. I wish you well, but I'm done." I blocked her after that. Mom still struggles with guilt about cutting off her sister, but Dad reminds her that Delphine made her choices. "She could have been happy for Hollis," he said at last week's family dinner, "could have celebrated her accomplishment. Instead, she chose jealousy and rage. That's on her." Kinsley reached out recently. She's doing better, studying to become a teacher. She apologized for her part in everything, said therapy helped her understand how toxic her mother's influence had been. "I'm sorry I was such a brat at your graduation," she said. "You deserved better from family." "We all did," I told her. "But you're doing the work now, that's what matters." We're building a relationship slowly, carefully. She understands why I keep boundaries with her mother, and she respects them. As for Delphine, last I heard she was working at a department store, living alone, still posting bitter updates to a shrinking audience. She'd had everything, a successful husband, a daughter with potential extended family who loved her, and she threw it all away because I didn't tag her daughter in a Facebook post. Sometimes I think about that cake. Mom had worked extra shifts to pay for it. It represented their pride, their love, their joy in my accomplishment. Delphine destroyed it in seconds, just like she destroyed every relationship in her life. But here's the thing, the cake was just flour and sugar. What it represented, my education, my achievement, my future, she couldn't touch that. She tried, but I wouldn't let her. My success wasn't diminished because she smashed some frosting. If anything, her tantrum motivated me to succeed even more. Every promotion, every publication, every achievement was proof that toxic people can only destroy you if you let them. I replaced that cake, by the way, bought an even bigger one with my first real paycheck, and shared it with the people who actually supported me. We took tons of photos, tagged whoever we wanted, and celebrated without fear of someone's unstable rage. That's the real revenge, living freely, succeeding openly, and refusing to dim your light because someone else can't handle your shine. So tell me, what would you have done if a family member destroyed your celebration over something as trivial as a social media tag? Would you have given in to keep the peace, or stood your ground and let them face the consequences of their own toxic behavior?